Hey, Kingwood, welcome back, or maybe welcome for the first time. Today, I want to let you in on one of my prayer practices, and that is I use some of Paul's prayers to pray for Kingwood Church pretty much every day. I have a different prayer for each day of the week. So today, I want to introduce you to my Monday prayer. It's Ephesians chapter 1, 17 through 19, and we're looking at Ephesians. So I thought Ephesians chapter 1, so I thought that it would be really good for us to use that as part of our prayer. So what I do is I always put in Kingwood Church. When Paul is saying, I pray for you, I always put in Kingwood Church. So I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to break it apart. There's about five different parts, and we'll just pray a couple minutes together with each one. Ephesians chapter 1. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, would give Kingwood Church spiritual wisdom and revelation in your growing knowledge of Him. So let's take that first line and just pray through that a little bit. And this is what I do on Mondays for you and for our church and for everything that's happening. Just pray through this prayer. Father, today, I just pray for our church. I pray for Kingwood that you would give it spiritual wisdom and revelation in its growing knowledge of you. God, will you let us understand your heart? God, not a wisdom that we've gained through any type of education or academic, not any kind of book knowledge, but God, a spiritual wisdom, something that you put into our spirits through your Holy Spirit. God, I pray for revelation. Would you reveal yourself to our church? Reveal what you're doing and what you're up to and what you want to do so that we can partner with you. Reveal who you are and expand our knowledge of you. God, there are so many aspects that Kingwood Church that each one of us hasn't even begun to scratch the surface of yet. And I pray that you would expand our knowledge of you. So let's take a couple minutes and just kind of pray through that idea. May the Lord give Kingwood Church and you spiritual wisdom and revelation in our growing knowledge of Him. Now we pray these next three parts that Paul uses to explain what it is. It says, since the eyes of your heart have been enlightened, here are three things. And so the first one is so that you may know what is the hope of his calling. Father, right now I just pray that we can know the hope of your calling for Kingwood Church. You have called us to be a movement of hope. And when we can see what that means. When we can see how hope first is in our own lives, it's used, and it is it's used in our families. We can see how hope is able to invade our lives, our families' lives, our neighbors' lives. What happens when people are given an opportunity to hope again? God, there are so many people around us, so many people, even just in our own neighborhoods and the people that we pass every single day. God, let us see the hope of your calling, what you've called us to be and what you've called us to do. You've called us to help people to meet you. You've called us to help people find purpose. You've called us to just live this crazy belief that anybody can find you. And you've called us to help every person to take another step toward you. God, let us see that calling. Let us embrace the calling. Let us step into the calling. Today, Father, will you let us see the hope of the calling that you've put inside of Kingwood Church, the hope that it inspires in those all around us. God, will you speak hope and let us recognize what that hope is. Don't let it just be another thing that this trite or cliche that we say. God, let us understand what hope does, how hopes burst forth into lives to give encouragement, to give optimism, to give purpose. God, let us see the hope you're calling today. Next line is, help us to see what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints. So let's pray through that together. God, you have your inheritance to us because we are sons and daughters of you, and then that which we get to share with all of the saints that have gone on before us. God, will you just, will you enlighten us and reveal what that means today? Will you show our church what does it mean to partner our church in Alabaster, Alabama, as we partner with every church on the planet that exists today, but not just that exists today, those churches that have existed for 2,000 years and those churches that will exist beyond us. What is it that we get to partner with all over the world? God, what is this inheritance that we get to be a part of, that we get to speak of, that we get to proclaim? God, will you encourage Kingwood Church today that we don't do this work alone, Sometimes this work is discouraging, and sometimes it weighs heavily on us because we don't see any fruit or we don't see any results. But God, there is fruit. There are results. There are prayers that are going forth and being answered all over the planet and have been answered all over the planet for millennia. Today, show us this glorious inheritance that we share with all of the saints. Let's pray into that for a few minutes. In this last part here in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 says, "And let us know what is the incomparable greatness of his power toward us who believe." So what is the incomparable greatness of his power toward us? Father, today you are speaking power. You're speaking life toward us, not just through us. I know that you want to use Kingwood Church to be a movement of hope, but you're not simply using us. You're speaking power toward us. You open your mouth and you proclaim life change. You proclaim spirit destiny. You proclaim those things that will move into us and will radically change us. Those things that you speak toward us, they draw us. God, with your same voice that you speak, everything that you've created, you are creating things inside of us through your power, through resurrection power. You're speaking life, you're speaking purpose, you're speaking hope, you're speaking destiny. Today, God, let us partner with everything you're doing through us, but especially in this moment, let us partner with what you're speaking toward us, that incomparable power. Let's pray that for just a few minutes. Thank you. as we close out just these last 3 minutes, I really want to tell you, thank you for praying with me for about 20 minutes today. And maybe you'll pray it again or another time or two this week. But let's just thank God for hearing our prayers. Father, I'm so grateful that that I don't have to wonder. I don't have to think. I don't have to question or doubt whether or not you hear my prayer. But I know without a doubt that you hear me and that you answer. You answer quickly. Today, God, let me be encouraged to constantly lift up worship and prayer toward you every day. God, I pray for our church, that Kingwood Church be everything that you've called it to be.